Hello. Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
So we're talking to, how do you pronounce your name?
Beyond.
Beyond Klug?
Klug, yeah.
And you're originally from Austria and now based in Brooklyn, and you were up at Bard this summer in the MFA program?
Yeah, I just finished this summer. Exactly.
And and you're also going to be a part of Groundswell Saturday, September 19th from 1 to 5 p.m. at the Alana State Historic Site. Do you want to tell us what you're going to do there?
Uh-huh. So after a couple of ideas and like other installations that I have this summer, I decided to like use this. I was really amazed by the views and like this picturesque landscape thing that Frederick Church put up there. And on the other hand, the thing of like doing a sound installation off the grid without power and without like any power sources. So I'm basically gonna use musical strings and wrap them all around the area that I have, my designated area in this little forest, and play with this question of like, what is the view? Can you see this? These are like super thin strings that I just got from Tomastic Infeld Vienna for this other installation I have up right now at the Austrian Cultural Forum in New York. And so these are pretty thin, and they were designed to go up on the skyscraper, as on the outside of the skyscraper. But this project didn't go through, so I have all these strings, and so I want to wrap them around and create this kind of create a network and like questions of like locations and directions, and then the main thing that will like come out is the question of like, can we see it? What can we see? Because these strings are so thin that we mainly only see the reflections. And then what can we hear from them? Is it like going to work like an Aeolian harp when we there's some wind coming and then we hear the howling? Or will there just be nothing or something like that? So this is basically the quest that I'm like putting myself into, of like not really failure, but just like questioning the installation itself in such an environment too.
And you're not plucking or strumming the strings, because don't you usually you're known as a bass player?
I was originally a bass player, but the last couple of years, since I moved to New York like 4 years ago, 5 years ago, I mainly focused on sound installation, so I'm not doing that many concerts anymore.
But you're still interested in strings.
I'm still interested in strings and like making this, I now call it like social instruments or something like that. So working with strings and feedbacks most of the time, so that I'm like using whatever space I get offered and turn it into an instrument. And then the question of like, am I blocking it? It's not so important than like, is the audience blocking it or not? So this was a big question in my last few installations, where like people, as soon as people were blocking them, a lot of the times the strings like made a really nice sound and everyone was really excited about that. But I also took away the kind of like sensitive questions I wanted to ask of like the surrounding itself and how we interact with our surroundings. So right now I'm making like the task of like ducking the strings a little bit harder for everyone. because I don't want to like have this like game and playful experience take too much space in the audience interaction, so that it's more like that.
So the strings are kind of a metaphor for all the frequencies that are bouncing around the atmosphere around that location.
I'm thinking a lot about the electromagnetic fields we are moving through, like wireless communication, all the stuff that we don't see. The strings are kind of like we're putting in this direction, like having lines and like connections between different areas. Is it visible? Can we hear it? Yeah. So it's kind of,
I guess, can you explain the alien harp concept of how that works if people aren't familiar with?
So the alien harp is just like basically, I think the most popular concept is to make a string on a piece of wood and put the tension pretty high so that it sounds like a normal music instrument when you plug it. But then, like, for example, you can place it in the windowsill, and as soon as you have like air pushing through it, it kind of makes this howly sound. I'm more using not so much using this as a like, okay, this is the wind. I'm not expecting so much wind in this part of the Polana, I guess.
Well, I guess I was going with it that the weather will have some sort of play in your work, and there's, I guess, two other pieces in the show that also have weather impact or weather, something to do with weather at least a little bit.
Yeah, and also a lot of my installations are like amplifying that surrounding as it is. So sometimes I put like strings. One time I put a couple of strings on AC units, which were like on the way all the way up in this huge hall where I was supposed to exhibit something. And so the strings were just going down and connected to like soundboards and piezo contact mics. But then just like amplifying the AC units themselves, so that you were not even like sure if you could hear something additional to the AC units, but it at least put the attention to what is already there. And I think that's like the super interesting thing in Ilana. So it's like there is this landscape which is kind of like already there, but Frederick Church said it's a painting. So this is a painting, and then if I'm putting up strings, I say, okay, this landscape is now a sound installation. Although you might not even like really hear something additional, you will see a lot more. But hopefully you can like, you will hear the existing environment because you're like trying to hear the strings. And same, it's kind of question a little bit your view of like, is this now a painting? Is this now a sound installation or an installation?
So maybe when they walk past yours into the forest, they might be listening closely and thinking that something has also been created by artists and it's actually created by squirrels or owls or something.
Exactly, and there's like a little bit of the height of the Route 9, of 9G that you can hear up there, I think. And
environmental noises. And how did you get interested in working with on installations and exhibits that I guess that are interacting with the environments that are already there?
When I started studying music 8 years ago. Where is music history now? What is it like? Why is it so far? Or why is it so hard to get a hold of music history when like other art disciplines like painting are having a very clear development the last
this technology. So the music follows kind of like, on the one hand, it's like from the back, on the other hand, like the last 50 years were so crazy for music. We have like all these popular music streams. Contemporary music in Europe and Austria, right, in Europe and America is totally different, developed totally different from each other, and even like experimental music. So for me, it was, the solution in like trying to find something that's like my kind of music was, first step was like, okay, take yourself out of it. Like playing a lot of, doing a lot of improvised music, right? All about like the communicational aspect between the different people. It's a very social form of making music. And so I tried to say, what's going to happen also with my double bass stuff? What's going to happen if I'm like not playing, or like I'm playing as less as possible, or like taking myself into this, taking myself, my decisions and my aesthetics away from what I'm doing. And that brought me to the first sound installation I did, which was called Leave the Bass Alone, where I just like had five double basses feedback each other, based on this really nice quote from Martin Feldman saying to Karlheinz Stockhausen, leave the sounds alone. They're very much like human beings. If you push them, they push back, or something like that. And that was really amazing for me. It's like, yeah, exactly. That's what I need to do with the bass. That's what I need to do. And then the bass very quickly became the room and the people walking through the room. So and I was like, okay, if I'm like composing, the way of composing for me is to like do a sound installation, and the sound installation is I'm amplifying the room and its social content. So then I get like some music that I want to listen to, and something that like tells me something that I don't already know, and that's not about me all the time. So that was my main kind of feel of it.
And what about in this particular case? What struck you to use, say, strings in this case? Did you see like a spider web or something there, and that struck you?
That was. I'm using strings a lot, and this is kind of like not jumping to like a three-dimensional drawing practice. It's kind of the me trying to like make sense of things. It's like writing down words that are important for me, and then like drawing lines to connect them, like these diagrams. So that's how I see like my working with the strings now. It gets more complex. First it was like really a single straight line, and now it gets like the single straight line is much more complex. So it's a drawing practice, and like let's draw in a sketchbook. So like you draw something down to, or you write something just to like get it out of your brain and look at it to make sense.
And if listeners want more information about your work, where should they go to? Do you have a website?
I have a website, it's very Austrian. It's really hard to understand. Klug, as a KLUG .org.
And if you Google your name, you'll come to that quickly too.
Exactly. And there's also like lots of stuff on my SoundCloud page, which is SoundCloud and Klug. But I think that's both interconnected, so
you can find those at either places. You can find links back and forth to your sound, the Bernard Klug SoundCloud page, and your web page too.
Yeah.
And do you have other shows coming up that you want to mention or events?
I have right now, I have a big solo exhibition at Austrian Cultural Forum in New York, which is called Traces of This Location. where I'm again working with strings, which is a four floor sound installation. There's two pieces by myself and one piece in collaboration with the German banker Johanna Dietke, called Bearing. That's a project that's like we already did in Austria. It's like moving through time and space and materials. It's really interesting. And this is gonna be up till September 16th. And on right now I'm working on this composition for String Quartet and Skyscraper, which is gonna be premiered in the installation on September 11th, 7 o'clock. And that's a pretty big thing, commissioned by New Music USA, and where I'm also like trying to make the String Quartet is playing the installation and also playing their own repertoire. So it's kind of a collage, a way of collaging, of, again, like taking myself out and making like the String Quartet and the sound installation the main structure of the piece. So that's the...
And then Saturday, September 19th at Groundswell from 1 to 5 p.m. at the Atlanta State Historic Site, Bernard Klug and others. Thank you very much for talking to us today.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Bernard.